Our summer series is This, Not That. And as we kind of went through and got all this ready, we tended to pick themes that we really wanted to talk about as pastors, so you have a series that's loose and goose. And so as we're hitting these topics, these are things that are on our hearts and on our minds and in our souls and things that God has put on us. And this week, as we talk about this, not that, we really are talking about sharing the very truth of Christ. Because I don't think this is going to be a surprise for you. For us to go and share Christ with this culture in America, out here in the Northwest, this is a really positive thing for lots of people, right? I see a lot of no's. This is like unacceptable, right? Because this is what God has called us to. And that is the world in which we live. And there are lots of things to talk about, and I'm going to hit three things. And some are important for some of you, and some of you are like, why are you talking about this? We all know this. Not every of you know this. Some things are things that are important to know, important for us to grab hold of, and some things are even talking about how we do stuff. So we're going to talk about, is Christ the only way, the truth of God, the truth for all people? We're going to talk about, how do we share Christ in a culture like this? And we're going to talk about, are you ready? When do we share Christ and when do we not? So, we're going to hit those topics as we dive in. Christ alone, you know, we have this faith in Christ alone, and as we kind of get this going, one of the biggest challenges in the culture we live is that people do not even have a belief that there is a truth about God. There's theories, and this is my theory, this is your theory. We have a culture that is accepting of all people's theories, and a culture, if you ever dare to say, your theory is wrong, my theory is right, woo, there's challenges about it. And as I put a lot of verses in the bulletin, because there's a lot of texts that are important, because this is an important truth for us to share. This isn't us fighting other theories. There is a truth in the culture which can't even talk about truth, because truth is not what actually is true, it's what you feel. It's the culture we live in. These are my feelings, this is my truth. Very different when Christ walks in this world, and there's lots of verses there, because this is a true thing. In fact, those early disciples, Acts chapter 4, no other name under heaven by which you may be saved, Christ is it. And why does he say that, right? Because it's not like saying, no other name under heaven by which you are going to be successful. He doesn't say, no other name under heaven for you to get what you want. He says, be saved. To be absolutely forgiven for all your mistakes. And what's the advantage of that? That this life is only for a time. That eternal life is a complete and incredible gift of God. My wife and I, before we had kids, used to go watch movies like Mad. I've seen many. So I have this movie that just kind of caught my attention as I'm going through this. It was made in 2000, so, you know, you young kids probably haven't seen it. But I'm sure a lot of you have. I'm kind of curious. Pay It Forward. Any of you remember Pay It Forward? All right, lots of hands going up. Pay It Forward. This is a film that, as we watch the film, on some level, I liked the film. And on another level, I hated the film, okay? And let me tell you why. Pay It Forward is kind of a good thing, because it gets people to truly, are you ready? To truly give away something of themselves. Instead, it's a Pay It Forward to say, okay, someone does something nice for you, you're supposed to do something nice back to them, see? That's my wife. They do something for you, she's always got to do something nice back to them, right? Yeah. This is standard some people's view. But this says if someone does something nice to you, you do something nice to someone else. And you give them something else. They don't pay you back. They go do something nice for someone else. And this is a good theory in many ways. God calls us not to return thanks to people who are nice to us. God calls us to love, to share, to help people in their time of need. And what's interesting about this, though, is it seems like many churches and many Christians today are very happy to do that. Let's go and do this mission trip where we help someone in their need. Very happy. Oh, let we give money to help these people because they have this struggle and we just want to be a blessing to them. But the truth of what God calls us as his people to do is not just helping people in their time of need. It's introducing them to the Savior who is there for them way better than we are in their time of need, and the Savior who, even in the face of death, brings life and hope. The Savior who doesn't just do something nice for us in our time of need. The Savior who forgives us all the mistakes we've made to create this time of need. Who absolutely sends his Spirit into our hearts and into our lives to give us direction, to give us hope, and truly to give us eternal life. The scriptures are so strong on this, and I love the 1 Corinthians that we just read. I mean, this is why this is a big choice. Because as Christians, we're not just called to be nice to other people. As Christians, we are called to share what Christ has done and the hope that we have in him. And if all we are doing is talking about this world and these hours as our lives here on this earth, and fascinating text, 1 Corinthians, right? If Christ did not rise from the dead, then we are to be utterly scorned because this is a foolish religion, because who cares? So we do nice things to nice people. Why do we need a religion? We need a God who is greater than death itself. And our hope in Christ is for this world, to open our hearts, to be there, to share, to walk through the challenges. I love people that step up and do things for people. But that's just a piece. It's not our goal. As a church, our goal is not just to help people in their time of need. Our goal is to help people in their time of need and share Christ, the God who's greater than us, who are helping for a little while. You know, that movie, it's a fascinating movie. You should do this. Just pass this on. And people, oh, that's awesome. I pass it on and I feel so much better about myself. I did something sweet for someone. And we don't even really know what that did. Maybe it was good, maybe it was bad. We gave money for this, or we took this on ourselves to get this done. And the truth is, what is wrong with this pass it on thing? It's about me. And our incredible, unique, almighty God doesn't do a thing for himself. He truly loves, talks to, listens to the people of this earth. And there is one faith that is true. One faith. Whether there is a God or isn't a God, whether there is eternal life or there isn't eternal life, whether Christ died and rose or Christ just died, there are facts, and the facts are critically important. Do you believe the truth that God shares? When I went to seminary, it was amazing. You go to seminary and you get these four-book thing, which has tons of theology and different things. And what was great about it is I'm reading the sort of opening section. It says, there's two religions in the world. And I'm like, what? What do you mean there's only two religions in the world? I know tons of religions. What is going on? But it's a tremendous, awesome point. He says there are two religions in the world. There are tons of different views on if I do this, if I do this, if I do this, if I do this, I'll be successful. If I do this, I'll get forgiven. If I do this, I'll find peace. If I do this, God will do something for me. There are two religions in the world. They're either the one that talks about what you do, and then there's Christianity, which says Christ has done it all for you. And I love that. I can argue religion and this, but it's so much easier to say. There's only two religions in the world. One's about what you do, one's about what God has done. And I much prefer the one that God's done it for me. Selfish man. The truth of Christianity is that either you live your life to earn something or you truly give in and receive the very gift of God and watch it change your life in incredible ways. Incredible ways. You know, Christ himself, you know, he turned to these disciples and he didn't say, you know, do this, do this, do this. He said, follow me. That's it. Nothing. No requirements, no nothing, just follow me. And these disciples, they're terrible at it. They mess it up 8,000 times and God uses them in mighty ways. This isn't about you getting better. It's just about letting go of this, do this, do this, do this, and follow the Lord our God. Christ alone. Now, as we talk about this, that's a tough thing to share with people, right? You know, how do I share this with someone when, you know, you bring up Christ and people are like, woo! Or we live in a culture, I'd say, there's lots of people around us who say, I believe in God. I don't do church. I don't, you know. I believe in God. It's fine. How do we engage the culture and do what God has called us to do, right? Acts loaded with these moments where they're called to speak the truth. No authority is given to you except through Christ. This is powerful. And as we kind of talk about this, I think it's interesting. I think it's something I wish I had time to do this in the sermon, but I don't. Go ahead and take a look at a whole gospel. Just read a whole Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John book of the Bible and find out whether Jesus was out there making sure he says things to people or if Jesus was very different. Jesus was there loving people before he said a word to them. He wasn't out there to get the right, you know, theologically correct, you know, this is what you've got to believe in your head. Christ knew that to truly share the truth of God, it's not about, do you know Christ? Do you know Christ? Christ died for you. This is not the way Christ lived. Christ lived in a very different way. He started listening. If God wants us to share Christ with the culture in which we live, you know how you share Christ? You start by zipping and just listening. Because we're a culture where people share a lot. You know, and I'm sure you know this. You talk with people and you're like, my goodness, I can't say a word. They just start talking, talking, talking. And they don't even care what I think. They're just talking, talking, talking. Because we have a culture that, for the most part, doesn't share the depths. And if there's anyone that listens to them, it means a big deal. It's a big deal. In fact, if you are a Christian that someone starts talking to you and say, but do you know Christ? Do you know Christ? Do you know Christ? They're not even open to you. It's far more about caring about them. If you care about someone, you start by listening. Asking questions. You want to know what witnessing is? Jesus did the same thing. He wasn't shooting out doing things. He was listening to people that came and talked to him. asking questions, praying for them. And then, finally getting down to, do you need Christ? Because he's here. I mean, so I kind of look at this as these are the big things. It's usually better to listen first, to ask questions, to pray for people, and then share Christ, because that's the goal. You want them to know Christ, but how do you open a heart? I'm a pastor. I go on my flights, you know, and the reason I do this is because I had a lead pastor back home did the same thing. He'd go on flights, and people are like, oh, I do this. What do you do? And he'd say, well, I'm the operator of this assembly of people. Because he never wanted to say he was a pastor. I've had people here, you know, where I meet them out, and I'm out walking. I talk with them. I say, hey, you should come. You come to our church, blah, blah, blah. And they come, and I'm preaching. I'm like, you didn't tell us you were a pastor. And I'm like, yeah, because I want you to receive Christ. I don't want you to follow a pastor. And we're a culture that just puts their arms up like crazy. God just encourages us to care enough for the people of the world around us that we dare to talk with them, to listen, to take a break from the psychoness of life and say, I got a million things to do, but my goodness, this person has a need, and I'm here. Just ask questions. And again, there's lots of different ways to do it. I'm not saying this is the only way. I'm just saying in this culture, this is a helpful thing for us who want people to know Christ. If you want people to know Christ, one of the helpful things where we live is to be there. To talk. To listen. To pray. I've gone through this for many years, prayer. People saying, hey, come to our church is far more offensive to people than you saying, hey, can I pray for you? And usually what's more powerful is for people to open their hearts to God in prayer than to walk into a building where they're a little uncomfortable. Interesting. All right. I'm about halfway through. Just kidding. Sort of. 1 Peter. 1 Peter says it well, right? 1 Peter chapter 3. Be prepared, right? Be prepared to share the truth when the time comes. Be prepared, because some people are going to attack you. Some people are going to challenge you. Be prepared to share. And so that's one thing I've always encouraged people to do. If someone ever came and asked you, why are you a Christian, what would you say? See, if you don't prepare in advance, then you're like, oh, I don't know what I'm going to say anything wrong, and then you don't say anything. Be prepared. It's important. It's important. And he says this. And if this goes on, guess what's going to happen? Sometimes people are going to be cruel, rude, and make you suffer for claiming you're a Christian. But do it anyway. Do it anyway. Because sometimes God uses us to plant a seed, and we deal with all the bitterness and all the rage and all the struggles of other people, but we've planted a seed. And whether God uses us or God gets them connected in another joint, because God never gives up. It's not about us saving souls. It's about us sharing the truth of Christ, that Christ would wake them up. All right. So, what shouldn't we do? That's an interesting question. We mean, should we share Christ at all moments, right? Shouldn't we be just pushing Christ? Shouldn't we just be listening at every moment and going through all this all the time? There is an interesting, and we talk about far more along, because it's very legal and everything's able in your people who aren't working and people who are, you know, retired. And people with jobs, there's huge debate and discussion about what you can do and what you shouldn't do and what's legal and what's not legal. And I kind of wanted to hit this a little bit since I have a few minutes. And this is a big deal. Romans chapter 13. Be subject to the governing authority. That's quite a statement for us when we talk about sharing Christ, but we are to be subject to the governing authority. How's that work? And I have another point to make, but I just want to start it off with that. We should be honorable of the governing authority. Now, when that's written, people are like, oh, well, they don't know what America's like today when he wrote this. I'm like, yeah, because America's a whole lot easier to be Christian than when he wrote this. Okay, so where he was even psycho crazier. But he still said submit to the authority. So if there are rules about sharing Christ, there are rules for us. And I want all of you to hear this because this is an important thing to share with kids, particularly because you need to understand this stuff. And so I did a lot of research and kind of bounced through a lot of things. And one of the big things, you know, we are respectful of the rules of a place. So it's not like, oh, we're Christians, so we're supposed to share Christ all the time at every moment in every circumstance. We're open to, but we are obedient to the authorities that we're under. So number one, we don't, if you're not supposed to be talking about things, you're supposed to be working, should you be pushing the Christ stuff in that moment? No, you're supposed to be working. It's a reality, okay? Secondarily, sometimes whoever owns the company high up on the company has set rules about not sharing your faith, you honor the rules. But let me tell you something fascinating in looking at all the research and discovering this. If there is no rule about not sharing your faith where you work, it's as free to talk about Jesus as it is to talk about your family, talk about the Steelers, talk about whatever is on your mind. It's acceptable. And I know there's a lot of law people that say, no, that's not acceptable. It is. The laws are clear. There's a lot of freedom in Christianity to be honest about ourselves when there's this doubt. Oh, can I say anything? I don't want to be wrong. If there's a rule in your company that says don't talk about this, don't talk about it. But if there's no rule, you can talk your faith. It's okay. And like I said, I think it's far more rare that there are rules against being honest about who you are than there are. So just check the rule before you cut yourself off. Third on this list, as you talk about that, there is the reality of if someone turns to you and says, stop talking to me about Jesus, what are you supposed to do? This is not hard. This is the only rule. If someone says, don't talk to me about this, what should you do? Stop talking. I mean, this is more of a Christian view. Does God want us to push and shove people? No. We are to love them, to be kind and gracious, to share truth, but when they say stop, to stop. Because it's not about us making this happen. So it's right in line with what God says. And the reality is, it's important for you to know. And so in your job situation and circumstance, check it out. Because maybe it's absolutely 100% okay for you to be, you know, taking a lunchtime, sitting with people, grabbing some food, and you say, hey, I'm going to say a prayer. You guys want to? Nothing wrong with that. Nothing at all. Shocking to hear, but true. Do the research yourself. Now, I want to say one thing, since I have tons of time. You know, there's like, this starts at 11, so I have till 12, I think. So so here's the deal, and it's interesting. You know, we talk about the kids in the school, all right? Kids, you have a school. There are rules with the school, and it's important things, and I just think there are good things to know. Teachers of schools are not allowed to bring up religion, talk religion with kids. Again, it's a foolish law that they can talk other insane things and tell our kids things that are completely messed up, but they can't talk religion. But it is the law, so we honor it. Now, here's the thing, though. Kids, when you're in school, you can talk about whatever you want. You ever have a teacher say, you're not supposed to talk about religion, then you come to your parent and say, he told me I'm not talking about religion, because kids are allowed to talk about their faith. Kids are allowed to say prayers, just like the others. You can't force anyone. You can't say, okay, everyone pray. No, but you can pray with anyone, for anyone, anywhere in your school. Dead serious. You could share Christ. You could be a witness in your school. In fact, are you ready? You can go to a teacher and ask them a question, and they can talk. If you ask the question, they can answer. You can go to a teacher and say, I'm a Christian, what do you think about God? And they can give an answer. There's nothing wrong with it. This is the laws. If asked by a kid, teacher can respond. So, you know, kids, you have the freedom in the school world. Yeah. Now, I will say, kids, there's one rule. It's pretty basic. You can't force anyone. And just like the other rule, you can't go around during class. That's now your teacher says you're not supposed to be talking, you're supposed to be studying. You say, no, I have a right to talk about Jesus here anytime, any place. No, you're required to follow according to the law. But maybe you're getting to school and talking to people, or maybe it's lunch. You can talk to people. Wherever you can talk to people, you can talk about God. And if anyone gives you grief, they will not win the battle. Because the laws are the laws are the laws. Now, I will tell you another thing before I wrap this up. Only a half-hour sermon here. Have we had people who dared to share Christ, who dared to pray for people in a job situation? Yes. Have we had people who were fired because they did that? Yes. Have we had people make their, you know, here's the law and this is inappropriate that they fire them and they were able to get their job back? Yes. But are you ready? They weren't in that job long. I can tell you, the laws are the laws. And I gave you the laws for clarification, but the world does not really live according to the law. I'm saying dare to share Christ because it'll work out and it'll be fine. There's laws on your side. No, I say dare to share Christ. Check what's appropriate since we're called to follow the laws by God himself. But if you dare to share Christ, sometimes there are challenges. Sometimes you come under attack. And I can tell you, there will be a day when you get to heaven and you talk with someone who says, I'm here because you dared. I'm here because no one else shared. And I know it was tough. I know there were attacks for doing it. But you saved my soul. You saved my soul. We are Christians. We're fathers. We're mothers. We're teachers, we're laundry care people. We all have a lot of categories. Christ is number one. Christ is the one who gave you the gifts that you have. Christ is the one who died for every mistake you've made, who loves you no matter what. Christ is the one who calls us to share the truth in this difficult world. And Christ is the one who claims us for eternity. Get ready. If you dare to follow Christ, there are incredible moments where you're like, oh my goodness, this person now knows the Lord. Whoa! And there are moments where you're under attack. But either way, there is joy, there is hope, there is life in the God who made you, the God who is true and not a lie. Amen?